Good morning, it's Wednesday, the 22nd of April, 2015, and in Sydney, my God, geez, if you're in a state, you could have no idea of the intensity and the duration of the rain and the wind that Sydney has been copping over the last few days. I lost count within a couple of hours of the number of umbrellas that I saw blown inside out, roads that had just turned into torrents, gutters overflowing everywhere, and it brings to mind for me, as we prepare to celebrate 100 years since the first major engagement involving Australian troops during the First World War, the landing at Gallipoli, it brings to mind for me the conditions that our troops endured, particularly over those years on the Western Front, during those winters, those unspeakable winters on the Western Front, with driving rain, sleet, snow, freezing conditions. And as one of the members of my grandfather's brother's battalion, machine gun company, the 10th Machine Gun Company, a fellow called Leslie Jungworth said in his diary, "Oh, I've been so cold, days on end. And what is there to look forward to in the end? Maybe a bullet." We're feeling pretty sorry for ourselves here in Sydney and finding it difficult to cope with these conditions. We haven't got what they had to put up with, and that is constant sniping, shrapnel, just a woolen overcoat, which would be sodden, woolen socks sodden, leather boots with leather soles sodden, trenches sodden, mud that would grip onto you, in the main horse-drawn vehicles to move equipment around. Those poor bloody horses, what they put up with in the First World War. This relatively testing time for Sydney, to me, brings to mind the reality of what that generation of young Australians endured. And as my children and I have discussed at length over the last few days, why did they endure it? Why did they do it? My son here said to Caroline, my daughter, "They did it so that you wouldn't be a servant looking after someone else from some other country." I thought, gee whiz, Huey. you've certainly grasped it. Continuing on the theme of freedom and a fair go for all here in Australia, the Royal Commission recommences tomorrow. And the purpose of tomorrow's hearing is for the Commissioner and his counsel assisting, $3 million man, to set out what it is that they'll be looking to achieve this year. I'll be watching it, I'll be reporting on it, and I'll be reporting on the Commission's proceedings for the rest of this year. I hope that we continue to have your support, your interest, and your contribution to this website as we hold the Commission itself to account in its job of holding the unions to account in relation to their governance and corruption. Let's not let them get away with some of the things that they did last year, and in the case of the unions, some of the horrendous things they've gotten away with over the last decades.